different tune. Thank you, Jesus. Well, hallelujah. It's that time again where we get together, where we talk about God's Word, and God's got something special for you today. And, you know, I just want everyone, I want all of our kids to raise your hands, both hands up. Let me see your palms. Can anyone tell me what today is? Palm Sunday. What happened on Palm Sunday? Can anyone tell me? Anyone? That's when Jesus went into the city and they threw the palms at his feet and they all cried what? Hosanna, Hosanna. I just thought that was so cool when they did that, you know, and someday we'll have that chance to throw our crowns at before the Lord's feet. Amen? Praise God. Well, anyone here have breakfast today? Anyone? What'd you have? Can I have somebody tell me what you had? What'd you have, little girl with the flowers around your neck? Cereal? What'd you have? Applesauce? Ooh. What'd you have? Cereal? Were you at her house? Yeah. What'd you have? Some toast or bread? Ooh. All right, let's go to the boys' side and see what they've been eating. Moms, cover your ears. What'd you have, Wyatt? Cereal and toast. He was at their house. What'd you have? Honey stick? What is a honey stick? Is a stick with honey in it? Okay, somebody help me out with that. Are they good? I'll have to get some, all right? What'd you have? A honey stick? Were you at his house? That's your brother. Did you take his honey stick? What'd you have? A go-gurt and a Gamilla bar. I got to get some of those. What'd you have, Seth? Chocolate-covered anchovies. Seriously? No? How about you? Ooh, I'm coming to your house. Winner. What'd you have, Clayton? Ooh, strawberries and grapes. All right. Well, you know, I'd love to hear what all of you had for breakfast, but today we're going to be talking about something involving food, but I need a volunteer first. Somebody who's taller. I'm going to pick you with the glasses right there with the blue shirt. Come on up here. Can you go over on this side and grab the corners of the sheet? Ooh, what do we got up here? We got a bunch of food up here. Does that make you guys even more hungry? What did you have for breakfast? Pop-Tarts? Man, I'm telling you, we got a little bit of everything up here. We got some pizza, some spaghetti, some bread, some cheese, a little hot peppers, anybody? Come on. How many people put hot sauce on your food? Yeah, there we go. All right, thank you so much. You go sit down. What a helper. Well, today we're going to be talking about manna. Does anybody know what manna is? Manna? Manna? Not manna, not mayonnaise, Tim, Brother Tim. He thought it was mayonnaise, but... Today we're talking about manna. Manna banana. Montana. All right, let's all sit down. But before we do, we're going to go ahead and pray, okay? Let's all close our eyes, close our mouths. Lord Jesus, we love you, God. We just ask, God, that you would touch and anoint the reading of your word. I pray, God, that you would touch the service today, and I pray, God, that you would touch the altar call. Because, God, I know that you want to pour out your spirit on these young people. I know, God, you have a special gift for some of these young people here today, Lord God, who are sincerely giving their hearts to you, Lord God. I pray, God, that you would... that you would anoint them, Lord God, that you would bless them all the days of their lives. In Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. All right. Well, I'm going to read some scripture real quick, and then we're going to talk about it, okay? So this is kind of the boring part, but if you could turn your ears on, all right, and I'm going to try to read fast, and then we'll talk about what I read, okay? Reading from Exodus 16, and they took their journey from Elim, and the congregation of the children of Israel came into the wilderness of Sin, which is between Eliam and Sinai. And on the 15th day, the second month, after departing out of the land of Egypt, the whole congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. They were complaining. And the children of Israel said unto them, "Would God have we had died in the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pots, and when we did eat the bread to be full, to the full, for ye have brought us." Oh, now I'm really pressured because they actually have it up here. Now I got to read it good. "For ye have brought us forth unto the wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger." And I'm skipping, verse 4. And they said, Then said the Lord unto Moses, "Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or no." And it came to pass, as Aaron spoke unto the whole congregation of the children of Israel, that they looked toward the wilderness, and behold, the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, "I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel. Speak unto them, saying, At even ye shall eat flesh, and in the morning ye shall..." I'm sorry, I forgot to mention, I'm skipping ahead here, but... "At even ye shall eat flesh, and in the morning ye shall be filled with bread, and ye shall know that I am the Lord your God. And it came to pass that at the even the quails came up and covered the camp, and in the morning the dew lay round about the host. And when the dew was gone up, behold, upon the face of the wilderness there lay a small round thing, as small as hoarfrost on the ground. And the children of Israel saw it, and said one to another, 'It's manna!' For they knew, wist not it was. And Moses said unto them, 'This is bread which the Lord hath given you to eat.'" Verse 16, "This is the thing which the Lord hath commanded. Gather of it every man according to his eating, an omer for every man according to the number of persons. Take ye every man for them which are in tents." And skipping to verse 19, "And Moses said, Let no man leave of it till morning." In verse 20, "Notwithstanding, they hearkened unto Moses, but some of them left it until the morning, and it bred worms and stank, and Moses was wroth with them." Praise God. Today, young people, after all that food talk, I just want to talk to you for a little bit about God's buffet. God's buffet. Now, what we just read here, I'm looking for a couple volunteers, because we can kind of go over that a little bit. I'm going to need somebody to be Moses. Seth, you want to be Moses? And I'm going to need some complainers. Come over to the girl side. Oh! Just kidding. Oh, she's a complainer. What's your name? Madison, come on up here. What's your name? Jasmine, come on up here. And you, Dara, come up here. And I'm going to pick, should we pick a boy for a complainer? I'll pick you. What's your name? Kenley, come on up here. No favoritism here, folks. This is my nephew, Kenley. This is my daughter, Madison. Anyways, Moses was an awesome man, and God delivered the children of Israel from what? From the hand of Egypt, right? They were living in slavery. They were serving Pharaoh. It was an awful time for them, and they had lived that way for a long time, and Pharaoh was doing awful things to them. And God sent Moses, come over here, Moses, to deliver them. Have you guys ever heard that story? What did he do? God sent plagues to Egypt. Many plagues. And they had to suffer many things. And the last thing was like, what? He took their oldest. They had to pass over. They took their oldest firstborn. And they all died unless they put, what? The blood of a lamb around their doorpost, right? And Moses, Pharaoh finally gave up and said, go take your people, get out. And Pharaoh loaded them up. He gave them all whatever they needed. And he sent them out. And then Pharaoh started chasing them. And he's like, man, he got angry, right? And he started chasing them. And then they cornered them at the Red Sea, right? You guys remember this story. Some of you don't. Maybe not. I don't know. So I'm just kind of going over it briefly. And God delivered them. God used Moses. He had his staff. He had a staff and he held it up. And the Red Sea, what did it do? It parted, kind of like that hair on that kid right there. Except the other way. He had hair on this side and this side. And Moses, God used Moses. Amen. And things were going pretty good for Moses. Moses was enjoying, you know, he was being used of God. But then all of a sudden, they got to the other side. And people kind of got what? They started complaining because there was some change in their life, right? There were some changes in their life, and they weren't used to them. And, you know, if the children of Israel had a stronger, closer relationship to God and they trusted God to provide for them, they wouldn't have been so complainy, right? So let me see my complainers. Can you guys show me a complainy face? Oh. So they're complaining. They're like, oh, we're hungry. At least in Egypt, we had a Taco Bell and a McDonald's and we had a KFC, but now we're over here and we're in the wilderness. How many of you guys have ever been to the wilderness? No, not the Wilderness Lodge in the Dells, you guys. Come on. The wilderness, this ain't so bad, right? I don't think the real wilderness was anything like that place. But Moses, he's frustrated, and God speaks to him, right? And God says that he's going to provide for them some meat, and then after that, he's going to give them something else, all right? So God does provide for him. As we read, there was quail. They all got up and went quail hunting. And they got a bunch of quail, and they fried them up. Maybe they had some deep-fried Kentucky Fried quail, right? But that was the last time they were going to eat meat for a long time. Why? Because they were complaining, and God was about to take them into a place, into the wilderness. But God never sends us in the wilderness without providing for us because he loves us, right? Well, the next day, God had spoke through Moses, and he said, hey, turn around to the people. Excuse me, I'm getting ahead of myself. You murmurers, stick out your finger and go like this. You guys need to quit whining and murmuring. God's going to provide for you. He's going to give us manna. Not banana, manna, save. Not banana. Manna, there we go. There we go. Banana? Okay. All right. Anyways. Good job, Moses. All right. So anyways, the children of Israel, when they got up, God had dew come up from the ground. And when the dew kind of fell away, there was some kind of small food. Something that God had given them that they could eat. They were hungry and God provided. God always provides for us, right? So they complained and God heard, you know, he cares for them. But God said one stipulation on it. Yesterday's manna will be no good for tomorrow. All right? So, young people, I would like to liken manna today as prayer. All right? We all need prayer in our lives. We all need a relationship with Jesus. And we go to Jesus and we complain. But you know what? We can go to Jesus and every day he provides for us. And we can have a relationship with him, and we can talk to him, and we can have prayer, and he gives us our spiritual manna. He fills our spiritual belly up. He makes it all good, right? But today's manna is no good for tomorrow, is it? Today's manna is awesome today, but tomorrow we need to get more manna, right? That means we need to keep coming back to Jesus. We need to keep coming back to the Lord and just thanking God and have a great attitude towards it because God provides for us. Amen? And God's going to provide for us daily manna. But you know what? Sometimes we have this guy right here who tries to sneak a little extra manna. And he tries to put it in his pocket right there. I see it. And he'll go to the next day and he'll be like, oh, I don't have to get up so early tomorrow because I got some manna right here from yesterday. What does the Bible say? The Bible says it stinks and it has worms. How many of you ever opened up some food in the fridge and found something funky in there? It's like, ooh. Now, how many of you ever left it there, put it back? All right. That'd be this guy right here. He gets up the next day and he's thinking, oh, I don't have to get up. So the day kind of goes on and he starts to get hungry, right? And he goes in his pocket and he's like, don't worry, I got some manna right here. And then he looks at it and he goes, ew, what's up with this manna? It stinks and there's worms in it. Where did the worms come from, right? You got worms in your pocket? So our manna that we get from Jesus today, we need to get more manna tomorrow, amen? We need to go to before the Lord. We need to pray. We need to start anew with our relationship with God every day, every day. Praise God. And today, I wasn't sure on the time of this whole lesson, but I just want to ask Sierra to come up and play for us, and I want to give our volunteers a big hand. Good job. Good job. She's going for the donut. Praise God. Now, what happens, young people, if we could have everyone stand? What happens when we don't eat our manna? Some days we get a little lazy and we think, oh, I don't need to eat that manna. I don't need to get up and pray. I don't need to seek God's face. You know what happens is we start to build a little brick. We start to pad a little brick of clay. And every day we can take that clay brick and we can put it down. And maybe tomorrow will be the next day you'll come up. If our altar workers could come up here, please. Maybe the next day you could come and you can make another brick. You can say, I don't want to pray. You know, I love God, but, you know, I just don't have time. You know, I got to get ready for school. So you make another little brick. And as the time goes on and as the year goes on, you start to add those bricks and they start to get higher and higher, young people. As you start to look over the wall that you start to build, it starts to get between you and Jesus. And there comes a day in your life when you want to get a hold of God. And it's not as easy anymore to get a hold of the Lord. Because there's something that you have allowed to come in your life that's standing between you and Jesus. Young people, please don't build those bricks. I'm pleading with you right now. I'm challenging you today to get up every day, every way. The Bible says to be in prayer continuously. Pray without ceasing. When I first heard that, pray without ceasing, what does that mean? But you know, the more you walk with Jesus, the more you pray, the more it is that you fall in love with Him, the more that you hold Jesus' hand, the more that you walk with Jesus, the more you talk to the Lord, the more you become more intimate with Jesus. You know, maybe you're just driving down the road and you're kind of running behind for work and you just start seeing all green lights and you just start thanking God. Or maybe, you know, you come home from school and there's your favorite dinner at home. You can just take a moment and just thank God. Whatever it is, just show your gratitude to Him. And don't forget to pray, Lord, young people. Don't forget to pray. Tear down those walls. God, if you have a wall in front of you here tonight, God can tear that down. And right now we're going to ask our altar workers to stand up here and we're going to open this altar area. And young people, if you don't have the Holy Ghost, you can come up here and you can get the Holy Ghost tonight. And if you need a refill of the Holy Ghost, you can get that too. If you have a wall, maybe you're struggling to pray, you're struggling to get a hold of God. You've allowed some thing to come between you. Let's come up here, let's pray, let's seek the face of God. Hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Come on up here, young people. Let's pray. Let's go ahead and let's get a hold of the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. If you're here today, I'm talking to the big kids. Maybe you've allowed something to come in your life. Sometimes we get a little busy on our way to work, and we don't pray. You know, we get up late or whatever it is. We need to get a hold of God. You know, this message may be for the children, but it's applicable to the adults too. Because sometimes we can allow things to come between us and God. We need Jesus. We need that daily manna in our lives. God has a buffet for you. It's waiting. He wants to talk to you daily. He wants to get a hold of you. He has special things for your life. I believe God is going to touch some young people here today.
Eclipsed by glory.
Hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah.
And I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affection.
And I believe that calling is going to be planted here today. In Jesus' name.
How he loves us so. Oh, how he loves us. How he loves us so. And oh, how he loves us so. Oh, how he loves us. How he loves us so. He is jealous for me. Loves like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. And oh, how he loves us so. Oh, how he loves us. How he loves us so.